plow the same thing as the harrow?
This harrow, they're speaking the same thing.
Same thing. What do you call these things? They're really wooden frames. You see, carpenters use them a lot. They're kind of shaped like the letter A.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you see them set up for roadblocks or something like that. What do you call those things?
Generally, A-frame.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as a horse, a sawhorse?
It's shaped, you know, like one.
Shaped like
an A-frame.
Mm-hmm. What about if you had something like this, except it's the same basic shape, except the legs extend up like this, so you have something that looks like the letter X, you know? And sometimes you might have seen farmers lay a log across that so they could cut it.
Sawhorse.
That's a sawhorse.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of people talk about a sawbuck?
I've heard the name. It could be probably referring to the same thing as a sawhorse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when you get up in the morning, you go in the bathroom, you look at your mirror, and you fool with your hair with a comb and a
brush,
mm-hmm. and you say you're going to do what to your hair? To
groom it or
comb
it.
Okay. And if you're using the brush, you say you're
brushing.
Okay. What about in barbershops? Several years back when they used straight razors. What do you call that long thing that they sharpen the razor on?
Leather strap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking about guns, you'd say you use a shell and a shotgun. What would you use in a pistol or a rifle?
Cartridge.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking about some things that you might have played on when you were a child. What do you call this thing? It's a, you know, it's a long board and it's anchored right in the middle so that...
Seesaw.
That'd be a seesaw. And you'd say they're doing what? They're...
Seesawing.
Seesawing. Uh-huh. And what would you call a... Have you ever heard of a long board that this time might be anchored at both ends and it would be kind of limber so a child could jump up and down right on the middle of it? Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, now, I suppose you'd call that a jump board. However, we used the same thing with our jump boards. We did a seesaw.
Is that right?
Only you jump and shoot the person up in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean. Kind of a catapult sort
right.
of thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And what about one of these things, again, a long board fixed at the middle that turns around like this? You could get on the two ends of it, you know, and go around like that. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Well, we generally refer to anything like that going around that you ride on as a merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people call that a flying Jenny?
Yes, I've heard that expression also.
And these things were real common, you know, like you just tied them to maybe the limb of a tree and you'd have your ropes coming down attached to a plank of wood. You
mm-hmm.
call that a what?
Swing.
That's a swing. Okay. What would you call a container that you might keep by your fireplace, put coal in it for the fireplace? What would you call that?
Well, generally I refer to it as a coal bucket.
Coal bucket. Mm-hmm. Do you have a different name for the thing that you might go out to to get the coal to bring it in from outside?
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of people talk about a coal scuttle?
Yes, I've heard that term used in
mm-hmm.
school. Of course, we didn't have coal in the house, but
yeah.
That was in the school. They used coal scuttle.
Have you ever seen a coal scuttle or know what it looks like?
Yes. It generally has a kind of like a beaker or pitcher,
mm-hmm.
except the chute on the edge of it comes out flat,
mm-hmm.
where it can scoop up. You can use the bucket to scoop
mm-hmm.
up the coal.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the thing that runs from an old-fashioned stove to the chimney? That's the what?
Flue.
That's the flue. Mm-hmm. What is that, the same thing as a stovepipe?
Yes.